To call this meeting of the Summit Hills School Board to order, if you'd all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And can we have a roll call, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Martin. Mr. Faber here, Mrs. Borgens.
Here.
Mr. Marin.
Here.
Mr. Leonard. Mr. Martin, Ms. Murphy are all out with notice.
Okay, we do have quorum. Start on three, the information and proposals. Letters and communications are in the back of your board book. Freedom of Information Act, Mrs. Rains?
None at this time.
Okay, and public comments? No public comments. Move down to the action items, and we'll start with the consent agenda. This is on page 11 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the board approve the items on the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including for a 1A regular session meeting minutes of July 12, 2017, 4A2 approval of the June treasurer's report and financial report, 4A3 approval of the bills list of August 9th, 2017, 4A4 approval of retirement or resignation of staff, including the retirement of Gary Jablonski, custodian effective July 31st, 2017, and Dottie Kirwin, custodian effective October 1st, 2017, and the resignation of Lisa Chikorotis, teacher effective July 21st, 2017, Julie Cruzweil, teacher effective July 21st, 2017, Amanda Talty, paraprofessional effective July 31st, 2017, Caitlin Bonavita, clerical aide effective August 3rd, 2017, Janine Huppert, paraprofessional effective August 23rd, 2017, and 4A6, approval of the employment staff, including Erin Uselich, teacher, Hilda Walker School, Amanda Talty, 5th and 6th grade II teacher at Hilda Walker School, Rebecca Smith, teacher at Summit Hill Junior High, Karen Dornboss, resource teacher at Summit Hill Junior High, Mary DeFrank, speech pathologist at Summit Hill Junior High, Jennifer Deaton, teacher at Dr. Julian Rogus, Mary Jo Graminski, FLMA teacher at Hilda Walker, Karen Gutierrez, lunchroom supervisor at Arbury Hills, Sandy Lamantia, lunchroom supervisor at Indian Trail, Nancy O'Dwyer, paraprofessional at Indian Trail School, Michelle Vetter, paraprofessional at Dr. Julian Rogus, Michelle Lippi, tablet specialist district-wide, Steve Cianelli, day custodian at Dr. Julius Rogan School, and Caitlin Bauer, FLMA board certified behavior analyst district-wide.
So moved. Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Faber, aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. Welcome aboard to everyone who is on the list there, who's out in the audience. And as exciting as the rest of the meeting will be, you do not have to feel obligated to stay. We will not be offended if you duck out and enjoy the way. You could let me finish the sentence, Simon. Come on. Not even pretending. Have a good night. Okay, at this time, we are going to shift something around. Unless there's an objection, I'm going to drop to superintendent and staff report. Item B, so this would be item 5B, the Village of Tinley Park tax abatement request. It's on page 78 of your board book. And if there's no objection, we'll jump to that and ask Mrs. Rains and Mr. Wiley to introduce
Doug, this. Would you please introduce this topic, preset us for Mr. Hoban?
Two months ago, we were approached by Mr. Patrick Hoban, who's the Economic Development Director for the Village of Tinley Park, and he was reaching out because there was a tax abatement request that they had received from a company called Surface Shields to relocate their corporate headquarters, I believe, to Tinley Park. And so he reached out to us because the tax abatement would affect our tax collection, essentially. And so it would take board approval to grant that abatement so that Surface Shields would be able to do what they proposed to do. So Mr. Hoban's here from the village, and also Caleb is here from Surface Shields to give a little presentation about what the plan is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doug. As Doug said, I'm Patrick Hoban. The Village of Tinley Park hired me to attract businesses, not only to Tinley Park, but in turn into the school district here at Summit Hill. And what we had is one that actually started in Tinley Park, and then they moved, I believe, to Kern, New Orleans, and now they're wanting to come back. They're in two buildings. We have a soon-to-be vacant 100,000 or 101,000 square foot building, and this is an opportunity to get them in there. And what we found out is over a seven-year lease, if the building goes vacant, it's actually going to cut the property taxes down compared to if it is a 50% abatement, we'll all end up making more money in the long run. And what they're planning on doing is bringing 55 jobs and possibly hiring 35 more. And they tell you more about the products that they have if you'd like to have Caleb give a presentation.
So if I could just quickly, I guess, introduce you to the company and answer any questions and talk about, like, you know, our employment and expansion, hopefully based on the additional space. I have some pamphlets, and I'll just pass it out.
Sure.
Thank you.
There's a bunch of the marketing department has a bunch of cool photos in the front, but if you flip to the back, it has a list of all of the products that we produce. So our company does manufacturing and distribution of Surface Shield products, named Surface Shield. So we sell a lot of film and a lot of paper. Those kind of are the main drivers. But then we sell a number of other products related to indoor protection, so wooden floors, tile, carpet, you name it, we have something. And our company was started about 25 years ago. We have a really diverse workforce, and right now we're just really constrained by space in Orland Park, and this move would open up at more than triple our warehousing space. So it's our corporate headquarters, we'll have corporate offices. We're going to have the manufacturing continue in this location, and then we also have like a warehouse system as well. So we do a lot of production, and it allows us to bring in new machines. We sub out a lot of stuff to companies, you know, across the counties, Cook and Will County, because we just don't have space. Custom printers and some new production lines as well. So the plan would be to set up a number of new equipment lines and hire additional people, probably eight per year, and do a lot of capital investment as well. I don't know if you guys want me to talk me like a certain direction or, you know, long term, it's a very big move for us because we have these equipment lines. We'd look to stay, you know, the original deal would be about 7 years. We'd like to purchase the building if they'll sell. Right now, we talked to Exeter and they're not willing to sell. It's been 60% vacant right now, and then it'll go full vacant, I think, at the end of this month. So, unfortunately for us, as far as like the financials work, the main motivation in the tax abatement for the first 4 years, the freeze, is the fact that while we're working on really competitive rates, it's just a lot more space for us to take on. So,
is there any investment on the expansion of the real property or just the machines and the assets within the building?
So the real property, we would have some office expansion development, so new rooms, new carpet, paint.
But not adding to the square footage.
Doesn't change the assessed value
correct.
Of the building.
Correct. Yeah, it's kind of a standalone 100,000 square foot building. It's got a lot of office space. It's well situated for us.
So I'll be honest with you. I'm just hung up. And maybe you can speak to this. I don't really understand why the school district would do this.
Yeah. So the main thing is like we're not a large company, and for us to make the transition here versus another place like Indiana, which it's very aggressive in pursuing and kind of offering a lot of benefits. They have it down to a system. Unfortunately, we don't want to go to Indiana, even though financially it makes the most sense long term. If we do go to Indiana, we'll lose a lot of our personnel, which are based locally. So we're trying to stay within the Tinley Park, Orland Park area. And unfortunately, there's just not a lot of buildings that fit our space needs and also have the amount of office space we require. So, I mean, from your perspective, losing tax revenue. I think long-term, it'll work out well for you. We're not going to move. It's very difficult for us to move with our machinery. We do a lot of investment, and you'll have a lot more tax money long-term.
Tax revenue? That's where I'm hung up.
So right now, if the building were to be full, your guys' taxes would be at, you got the 4.11, you're looking at $46,000 a year. If it ends up being vacant, the vacancy rate is going to knock it down to $33,000 a year. So,
but that's just the appraised rate.
Well, it's from the assessment.
Right. So the assessment will go down, so that owner would suffer less, lower property taxes, but that doesn't take money away from the district.
It's not at all. It's not going to affect how much.
We're still going to levy $35 million, and Joe Krall's going to spread that.
Okay. So it'll be spread out amongst everybody.
Right. So we're taking money out of the district pocket, and I understand what you're trying to do. I get it. But unlike Tinley Park, we don't have sales tax, we don't have sewer and water, we don't have any other services that we can spread. All we have is the property tax.
Sure.
And to take a hit on one company would, you know, open the door. And we, if you were making an investment in real property so that we would say, well, yes, we're given a break in the first 4 years, but then it's a larger space so we could, whatever the EVA goes up, then there would be something on the backside. But in the end, I mean, if we allow the tax or the abatement, that's going to take money out of the district pockets. Okay. If we allow the warehouse to go empty, I don't want to see that. I happen to be the only Tinley Park resident on the board, and I don't want to see that. But at the same time, a majority of our residents are outside of Tinley Park, and that's okay. Where we struggle with this.
So for future projects, the idea would be coming to vacant land and getting new buildings. Where, so we were saying, like, the current one is probably not going to make any difference at all.
So the only, right, the only one that I can speak to with any currency at all, and this was many years ago, 10 years ago, was Panduit. And when they built on the former campground site on 80th Avenue, they took undeveloped land where the tax was next to nothing. They asked for an abatement for some period of time of 30% or something. But after that abatement, we went from having a campground with an EAV of nothing, and we got a bump because of new construction.
Sure.
So you give up nothing up front because we weren't getting anything on the land anyway, and then get more on the back end.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
And like I say, the most recent one we've had was Walmart, which probably isn't a great example because that had a lot of issues that went beyond just dollars and cents. So there were a lot of issues that wouldn't impact this. I mean, here you're in a warehouse area. There's really no retail back there except for American Sales, which is a warehouse store anyway.
Sure.
So, but in this case, like I say, I would struggle with the district doing this because it's no different than if the guy across the street comes and says, well, I might have to close up shop, or the people we've had come and say, you're taxing me out of my house. Whether that's true or not, it's still the argument they're making. So
in theory, if the property taxes go down and all the industrial property that is inside Tinley Park, then the property taxes have to go up for everybody else with the levy?
Right.
So there is a little bit of give and take there.
True.
So if this doesn't go through, then in theory, somebody else's taxes go up. Is that what I'm getting? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because what will happen is, I mean, what's the total EAV of the district now?
It round numbers like $840 million.
Right. So we're just going to take whatever the depreciate or the whatever 36% they give them if it remains vacant, and that'll get spread to the other $800 million.
Okay.
And so I don't know that it would be discernible for anybody to notice outside of right now, you know, we're allowed a CPI increase, but who knows in Illinois if that'll continue. That's the other problem that we're faced, is we just have an uncertain future with our funding. So
sure. Understood.
But that's where I'm hung up. I don't know if anybody else has other questions.
I don't understand why we're assuming a 7-year vacancy.
Well, that's true. That's totally true.
I mean, you look anywhere, I mean, industrial vacancy is at a 16-year low in the area. On I-80, it's 4%. So, I, you know, looking at your modeling, and seeing that you're using a seven-year vacancy to justify this tax abatement, I can't do it.
Okay.
I don't see it.
Understand.
Anything else? I don't know if you have anything else you want to...
The only other thing is that the village has, you know, approved this, and I think the county is hopefully going to approve it tomorrow, and then the other one we're hoping to get on board is going to be Lincoln Way. So hopefully, you know, my goal is to try to attract businesses to the area, and this is the tools we have to do it. And right now, like you said, we're competing with Indiana, and you know the state as well as I do. It's tough. This is a tough sell. So.
Excellent.
We've hired people from Indiana very recently. Do you have a time or a date set up to talk to Lincoln Way?
I believe it's next week. Yeah.
I don't know. Is there a meeting next week?
Yeah, there is.
Sorry, I just looked at someone I thought would know. It is next week?
Yes.
Okay.
17th.
Yeah. Sorry, Ted would know too. So, okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, we can, are they, well, I'll look at it and see if they're taking action, and then we can put it on the agenda here if we get a request for it. So,
we can put it on the agenda.
Okay.
We appreciate your time.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we will jump back to old business, and we'll go back to B1, which is on page 68 of your board books. And can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the Lincoln Way Area Special Education Joint Agreement District 843 2017-2018 budget as presented?
So moved. Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. This was the budget that was presented to us last week by the 843 staff. Does anyone have questions or comments on this?
No.
Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to B2. Suggested action from the September 2011 legal opinion.
Another board member who is not here this evening has requested that we table this till our next meeting.
I'm fine with it.
Fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then we'll table this until our next meeting. That'll take us to new business. If we jump to C1. This is on page 70 of your board books. To get us rolling here into discussion, can I have a motion? Nope. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the fiscal year 2018 budget assumptions as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. For those who may not have seen the document, essentially the budget assumptions are, as I believe we discussed during our last meeting, Mr. Wiley, correct me if I'm wrong, but the budget for this year would allow for deficit spending, the deficit spending being caused by assuming only two of four categorical payments from the state of Illinois, and that would be for everything except for the O&M fund. The O&M fund would be at a deficit based on the work. That deficit would not exceed the balance of the work done at Walker and at Rogus. Rogus for the roof and Walker for the chillers. And the budget will be such that in the non-O&M funds, if we assumed four categorical payments, we would have a break-even or surplus, correct?
For ed and transportation,
which are the two major ones that we can control. So this would be deficit spending, but it would be deficit to the assumption that we're only getting two categoricals.
And because we're making capital improvements to our buildings.
The O&M fund, we've had some challenges too, and that's what this money was intended for. So we've already taken the action on that.
Right.
You know, stepping that back would be very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with the assumption as is.
Any other questions?
No.
Anything? Okay. Can we have a roll call vote then, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. And we will review the actual budget next meeting.
Tentative budget next week, yeah.
Yes.
So these numbers, you know, what I have in right up now, they will change because, you know, we're further along in the fiscal year.
Yep. But we'll be bound by those constraints that we just reviewed.
In general, I don't think really those will change.
Okay. And moving along then to new business C2, which is the establishment of the 7-18 budget hearing. Can I have a motion that the board establish the hearing for the 2017-2018 budget to be conducted at 7 p.m. on September 27th, 2017, and that we provide for legal notice of the same?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to item C3, can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the Property Tax Appeal Board of the County Board of Review Resolution as presented?
So moved.
Second.
So what this is doing is our legal counsel has changed firms. We have to have a resolution in place presenting his firm as our representation for tax appeals. All we're doing is changing from his old firm to his new firm.
Correct.
Any other questions or comments? That's what this resolution does on page 73. Any other questions?
Mm-hmm. No.
Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. Item C4 is on page 74 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve up to 7 days of training for our building technicians and tablet specialists at a total cost not to exceed $4,000?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. This is just training for the new staff that we're bringing on.
That's
before
correct.
The school year starts.
And the training's done in-house.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions, comments? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. Motion carries. The last item is the new board committee assignment. During our last meeting, we created a new committee, which will be a superintendent advisory committee.
For special ed.
For special education, with focus on some of the 843 programs, including
the SELF program.
Mm-hmm. This group is going to meet between now and December and
yes.
then bring recommendations or ideas forward to the board. Mrs. Martin, would this be something that you could act as our liaison for?
Sure.
I know you weren't here when we created it, but it'll be dealing with 843 and what we do mainly focus this year with the SELF students,
okay.
of which I believe there's nine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so it'll be an exercise probably meeting four or five times between now and the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll have a special meeting to discuss the findings of the committee.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. And Mrs. Raines will work with you to set up the dates. And that takes care of new business. Brings us down to superintendent and staff reports. Mrs. Raines.
We'll begin with the enrollment report. We have opened our 10th section of kindergarten, as previously discussed. We have 210 kindergartners who have completed the registration process at this time. And if you'll remember, this time last year, we were probably toward 260, perhaps, kindergartners, just to give you an idea of where we're at. In terms of re-registration, we have a total of 2,382 students who've completed the process. We have 35 students in process and 246 yet to start the process. We are reviewing our re-registrations and our drops at this time to make any necessary section adjustments. We still have two watch areas, grade two at Trail. We have 8 openings remaining, and grade one at Arbory Hills. We have 5 openings remaining. And again, now that the secretaries are back, they're helping facilitate how quickly we can process the students who are departing our district. Moving on, the next item, I'm going to skip over the presentation that we just had.
Right.
To the hazardous route study for 88th Avenue, pleased to report that IDOT approved our Type 2 serious safety hazard finding that was submitted in June. And so that new hazardous route will be incorporated into our list of approved routes. And what this does is allow the district to claim the students for reimbursement on our annual transportation claim. It could provide approximately $142,500 additional dollars of reimbursement to the district. This is phenomenal, and special thanks to everyone for their efforts in preparing this documentation, because this was above and beyond what we typically do to seek hazardous route status. So thank you for that. Next item is our new staff in service. The agenda is included. It's August 16th. This is for all staff new to the district. It'll be at the district office, 8:30 to 11:15 a.m., and there will be breakout sessions for certified staff and then for non-certified staff. And if you have a chance to stop by, please do. And then we move into our agenda for our opening institute. It's right around the corner. The opening institute day is August 21st, followed by the August 22nd institute. They're both full days, 8 to 3. The first day we begin at Summit Hill Junior High. We come together as a school community at 8:15 with our welcomes and our introduction of our new staff. And then the rest of the time is building-based meetings for both Monday and Tuesday. Moving then to our technology update. This is a very thorough update provided by Kevin. I just want to hit a couple of very brief highlights of this update. The disbursement for our 500 new student tablets follows the deployment table listed on page 86. What I wanted to point out is with the new tablets, all schools will fall between 86.5% to 93% completion levels. So we're moving along toward our goal of, and we say one tablet per child, but what we mean is a cart of tablets in each classroom for the use of teachers, for their students, as it fits into the curriculum. The second piece I'd like to point out on the technology update is the security cameras have been installed and are operational at Summit Hill Junior High. So there'll be a little bit of training for our staff, but that was a project well done by our tech department. There's various other topics under that. I just wanted to point out those two. And then finally, our building projects update. A few of the highlights from this report from Jim Jakubowski is the Rogus Roof project is complete, and the HVAC condenser project at Hilda Walker is in the final stages of completion. Late this afternoon, we received some details from TRIA with some more particulars, especially with the condensers, and we will share them in the next board update.
There's one thing, and It's strange that it came from my son. They're doing a lot of road work in Frankfurt Square where they're ripping up the roads. They're doing it really rapidly, but do we have any word on how it may potentially affect buses?
We do not at this time. Matter of fact, that was the reason for the call to the board members, because this whole area was in that same state.
Right.
And they completed it today.
Yeah, ours was done in one day. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it didn't even dawn on me, but he mentioned it to me. He's like, he goes, you know, thinking that maybe perhaps we'd push back the first day of school. But I said to him, I didn't think that would be enough to push it back. But I didn't know if there had been any question as to if there would be any effect on the bus routes, or if they were focused on getting those areas done faster rather than.
We can check. Isn't that Bill Carlson that I would be dealing with?
I think so.
All right. Give him a call. Thank you. And thank you to your son. And last but not least,
Good job, bud.
Last but not least, our building operation reports are included in your board book. As always, the updated items are highlighted in blue. And that would conclude the superintendent and staff report for tonight.
Thank you very much. We have no closed session items, correct?
No, we do not.
Moving on to six, board member reports. The Lincoln Way 843 meeting. The meeting this month was extremely brief. We discussed the status of the budget meetings that are happening with the member districts. Ours had already been completed. They gave us a schedule of the other ones that were occurring. And really, the focus of the meeting was on approving a couple of hires, resignations, disciplinary actions, and the bills list. There was no other reports that took place. It was a very quick meeting as we were focused on the wrap-up of summer. And the building, as it looks every year, is being put back together now. They go through and do the thorough, after the summer school session ends, they go through and do the thorough, you know, cleaning of the building and adjustments and floors. And so all of that is underway, and everybody's on schedule to open up. So there was nothing but routine business at this meeting. Moving along, public comments. No public comments. Future meeting dates, August 23rd, 2017, Administrative Center at 7 p.m. September 13th, 2017, Administrative Center, 7 p.m. And then here at the Administrative Center, 7 p.m. on September 27th, 2017. At this time, can I have a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and second. All in favor, acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.